Welcome to Making the Difference, a series of programmes from Mary Immaculate College about students and staff, past and present, who have made a difference in some way to the world today. Each episode acts as recognition to a different person for the great and often unrewarded work that they do in their day-to-day lives. Let's hear from today's candidate.
My name is Anna Dillon and I am the acting coordinator of microteaching here, and I also lecture in modern language pedagogy with third year BEDs. I grew up in Cratloe, County Clare, and when I was in my teens moved into Clareview, so that was great. I went to secondary school down the road there in Laurel Hill, Colosta. And when I left school, of course, where did I come to? Only Mary I, and I did teaching here for 3 years. I was kind of here for 4 years. That's a long story. I suppose when I was in college, I used to work in Aer Lingus and Shannon for the summers, which is a lovely job. I used to have lots of different part-time jobs. I'm trying to think of them now. I used to work in a chemist out in Woodview. I used to give grinds. I used to hand out leaflets for Dell and chocolates and things like that. So anything and everything, really. Straight after college, I was lucky enough back in those days, all those years ago, everybody kind of got jobs, you know, in schools when you left college. So I got a job out in Guéscaladóir in Newcastle West, and I taught there for 2 years. And in the meantime, I also started my master's back in Mary I. I have a bit of a magnetic attraction to the place. And when I left that school in Guéscaladóir then after 2 years, and then I became a principal of a tiny school up in Kildare. So when I started there, there were two teachers, so I was one of them. And then we got another one, which was wonderful because I had five classes at the time. That was a totally new experience for me. And I was there for 3 years. So technically I'm still employed by that school, but I'm a secondment here in Mary I. So they're kind of borrowing me, I suppose. Look, I'm really, really interested in education, and I'm interested in research as well, you know. So I just started my PhD as well, just when I got the job here. So my job here when I first started was in education methodology, which is great because, you know, it's a really general job. It's a really kind of generalist job, and you get to meet the first years when they come in at the very start. So really, that was it. You know, I always kind of wanted to get into higher education, and when I saw the job come up, I thought, brilliant, you know. And actually at the time, you know, it was quite strange, really. I remember getting an email. I was in Thailand at the time and I got this email. I didn't think I'd got the job, and I got this email going, can you take it? And I was just delighted, you know, because I love Mary I. I've always loved Mary I. And it was great to be coming back here in a different position, you know. Look, I have very, very fond memories of Mary I from when I was a student here. We had a fantastic time. Like, I was obviously a BEd here, but a lot of my friends would have been BAs. And we really had an awful lot of fun when we were here, as well as learning all the things that we learned, you know. But coming back to Mary I, really, I suppose, you know, not a lot of change. It got a bit bigger, more postgraduate students and whatnot. But the kind of the atmosphere here was very similar to the way I left it. And like, I've been knocking around here since 1998, basically, you know, and there's still a lot of the same faces hanging around. But it's really really lovely to have that continuity, as well as all the kind of the new staff that have come along. And there are a lot of new kind of young staff members. So among the staff, there's a great camaraderie. And there's, I think there's very high staff morale here as well, you know. And I think that the tradition here has always been to be very student centred. And I think it's still that way, you know. I think it's just as student centred, if not even more so than when I was here as a student. So, well, in my position as the acting coordinator of microteaching, I have a group of microteaching tutors who work with me. Depends on the semester. I could have 16 people working with me on the same course, or 8 people working with me on the same course. So it's my job to go and to basically introduce students to the basic skills of teaching in a studio environment. And I was lucky enough as well to come along to microteaching at a time when it was changing. We used to always bring children into the college for microteaching, which was brilliant, you know, but because of a number of issues, we had to stop doing that. So I had the opportunity there last summer to go out and video some teachers some real teachers teaching in real schools. And we edited those videos. That was a whole other experience as well. We edited those videos, and now we use those for doing microteaching. So I've had a good few opportunities to kind of train people up in how to use that, and we're using more kind of web technologies and that kind of thing as well. With the modern language pedagogy elective, that's a real interest of mine. That's not that microteaching isn't, but the modern language thing is where I'm really interested, like from my teaching career. And with that, I'm just doing it by myself. But I had 20 students with me this year, and I had 20 students last year as well, and it went really well. So for that, like, I'd have a lot of guest lecturers coming in from the Modern Languages and Primary Schools Initiative and all sorts of things, and, you know, the NCCRI, and you know, people talking about intercultural awareness and that kind of thing. So that's kind of what I'm on about, I suppose. I suppose the main thing really was when I was in second year here, there was a big gang of us, you know, that were, a lot of my friends would have been in the Drama Society, and I actually joined the Drama Society when I was in second year to do sets or something. And my husband now was a member of the Drama Society as well. So off we went to Dublin to the ISDA Festival. And anyway, we ended up getting together, and that was great. That was the second semester of second year. And on and off, we ended up getting married, and we actually got married in Mary Ice. That was a really, really fond memory for me. It was the day after I graduated with my master's, and we got married. We actually eloped during the summer, but we got married properly here with Father Mick there on the Saturday after that. So I'll never forget it. Like, it was all the maintenance crew, Joe and, oh, who else? I remember Joe Carey being there anyway, and they brought up every single flower that was in the old halla, in the old gym, and made the church so lovely. And there was all the nuns, you know, lit all the candles in the church and everything. It was a lovely experience to kind of come in with my whole family to a place that I love, and have lovely, you know, every time I walk past the church, it's like, oh yeah, okay, happy memories from there, you know. So and that's besides all the friend memories and all that. Like, you know, I would have kept very close connections with all the friends that I had when I was in Mary Eye, the BEDs and the BAs, you know. So it's interesting to kind of catch up with them as well and see how they're going. We're the only people left who live in Limerick, myself and my husband. So so they love coming to us and visiting all the old hotspots or not so hotspots and whatnot. Oh, listen, I'd love to stay where I am. I absolutely love my job. I love going out and supervising GP because I see it as a kind of a helpful mentoring role more than anything else. You know, I really like my microteaching job. I love my modern language elective. You know, I couldn't kind of ask for anything more, really. My contract here runs out in August 2010. So hopefully they'll find something else for me to do. Are there any jobs like in Wired FM or anything? Am I making a difference? I don't know how I'm making a difference. I went to the Gambia with 10 fabulous students there in January. I was really, really lucky because actually when I was in college here myself, I did my own alternative education experience in Germany. I just couldn't afford to go to Africa at the time, and a lot of people did. So when the opportunity came up at this meeting, does anybody want to go to Africa? I just put up my hand, you know, and yippee. So I went off with these 10 students, and really, I don't know if I made much of a difference, but I hope that I facilitated them in making a difference, which is really what my role was. You know, they were the ones doing all the work. They were the ones teaching in schools. I was wandering around helping them paint classrooms and just kind of, I wouldn't say minding them, but just making sure that they were happy and that we all had a good time and that they had a positive experience, you know. I also had the opportunity to travel to Zambia as part of it's called the Zambia-Ireland Teacher Education Partnership. So I've spent more time in Africa this semester than actually at home, I'd say. And that was really interesting because that's a partnership, a real partnership between Colleges of Education in Zambia and Colleges of Education in Ireland. I was going to say the Gambia. And we kind of help each other out through Moodle site. So let's say if I'm looking for an activity to teach, I don't know, modern languages, I could say, does anybody have an idea for a role play? And somebody from Zambia might email me back and say, oh yeah, here you go. And everybody can see it who's logged onto that group, you know. So I think that's making a real kind of a real difference to us in terms of giving us different perspectives, which is a really good kind of follow on from what happened in the Gambia as well. And again, I couldn't praise the students that I went with highly enough. You know, there was Ali, Tim, Brendan, Leah, Stacey, Claire, Lavinia, Cara and Shona. Have I mentioned 10 names? Jeepers, I hope I have. And they really fundraised so much, and they were so excited about going, and they just threw themselves into it, you know. So as I said, I hope that what I did was facilitate them in helping them to make a difference.
This programme was produced by Wired FM and was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland's Sound and Vision Funding Scheme. Wired FM would like to thank everybody involved in making the series.